Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam udhirayet. Virachitta bhayam prishni duryate. Charanam iyusham shang smrite bhayat. Karasuroham kantakamadam. Kadasararuham kantakamadham. Shirashi dehi na srikara graham. Virachitta bhayam brishni dhuryate. Virachit abhayam prishni dhuryate. Charanam iyu shang shang smrite bhayat. Charanam iyu shang shang smrite bhayat. Karasaroruham kantakamadam.
Karasaroruham kantakamadam.
Shirashi dehi na srikara graham.
Shirashi dehi na srikara
graham. Created. Abhayam. Fearlessness. Brishni. Of the Brishni dynasty. Dhurya, O best, te, your, charanam, feet, iyusam, of those who approach, shang srite, of material existence, bhayat, out of fear, kara, your hand, shararuham, like a lotus flower. Kanta, O lover. Kama, desires. Dham, fulfilling. Shirashi, on the heads. Dehi, please place. Na, of us. Sri, of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. Kara, the hand. Graham, taking. Translation, O best of the Brishnis, your lotus-like hand, which holds the hand of the goddess of fortune, grants fearlessness to those who approach your feet out of fear of material existence. O lover, please place that wish-fulfilling lotus hand on our heads. No purport. We read three more verses. Translation, text number 6. O you who destroy the suffering of brajous people, O hero of all women, your smile shatters the false pride of your devotees. Please, dear friend, accept us as your maid servants and show us your beautiful lotus face. Your lotus feet, text number 7, your lotus feet destroy the past, Your lotus feet destroy the past sins of all embodied souls who surrender unto them. Those feet follow after the cows and the pastures and are the eternal abode of the Goddess of Fortune. Since you once put those feet on the hoods of the great serpent Kaliya, please place them upon our breasts and tear away the lust in our hearts. Purport. In their appeal, the gopis point out that Lord Krishna's lotus feet destroy the sins of all surrendered conditioned souls. The Lord is so merciful that he even goes out to herd the cows in the pasturing ground, and thus his lotus feet follow them about in the grass. He has offered his lotus feet to the Goddess of Fortune and has placed them upon the hoods of the serpent Kaliya. Therefore, considering all this, the Lord should place his lotus feet on the gopis' breasts and satisfy their desire. That is the logic the gopis employ here. Mukham kalati bachanam pangam langate gin chakrapatamam vande sri gurum dinatarinam. Translation to text number 5, which is written. O best of the Vrishnis, your lotus-like hand, which holds the hand of the Goddess of Fortune, grants fearlessness to those who approach your feet out of fear of material existence. O lover, please place that wish-fulfilling lotus hand on our heads. Here the gopis are singing about Shang Smrte Bhayat. You can see the second line in the Sanskrit. Shang Smrte Bhayat. It means the fearful condition of material existence. And they are explaining that your lotus feet can destroy this sang smute maya, this fear of material existence. So, as Prahlad Maharaj explains, one day when Hiranyakashipu who invested so much energy in training Sri Prahlad Maharaj, Sri Prahlad, his young son, he sent him to the educational institution of the Brahmins for training in the diplomacy and how to be the king and how to lord it over people and all of these things. So he asked Prahlad, just like a father would like to hear, what did you learn? Maybe we can remember in childhood, our father may have asked us, so what did you learn in school this week? Or today, yesterday? So similarly, Hiranyakashipu, he took Prahlad on his lap, and he said, my dear Prahlad, smelling his head, like fathers do, he said, my dear Prahlad, what is the best thing that you have learnt in school? And Hiranyakashipu was expecting Prahlad would say, oh, I've learned things like how to deal with enemies. It's explained. One can learn the different ways to deal with enemies. The first thing, here's a little lesson for those of you who like to learn from the Vedic point of view how to deal with enemies. The first thing is to offer them some facilities and a position. And in that way, bring them into your camp. And if that's not successful, then the first thing is to glorify them. Oh, you're doing so good, you know, we really appreciate all of the work you're doing, and I mean, let's face it, the place wouldn't go on if you weren't here. So by words of appreciation, you win them over to your side. Yes, 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 yes. And if that's not successful, then the next thing, you have to give them some position. That you know, we often see when in these third world countries, when it's taken over by a militia or something, immediately they surround themselves with all of their accomplices, and in that way they've been supporting them to get to that position, so they have to repay them. They give them some position, you know, of power. So give them some position. You know, we'll give you an office, we'll give you a mobile phone, we'll give you your own car. We'll give you a credit card. You just, you know, and of course the bottom line, down the fine print is, and of course you agree with everything that we decide to do. So this is another alternative. If that's not suitable, then this one I like. create a dissidence in the enemy's camp. Yeah, this is attempted by, but this was suggested by Karna, and no, not Karna, but suggested by I think it was Duryodhana or Shakuni, that when the Pandavas were becoming so powerful and Yudhisthira was performing these Rajashuya sacrifices, and Indraprastha was very opulent, and Duryodhana, he was invited, and he came back and he was so envious of Yudhisthira's opulence. He explained to his brothers, he said that these Pandavas, they are so opulent that they were feeding Brahmins during the Rajashuya sacrifice. They were feeding Brahmins. And they had a big, Vaishnava Seva hall, Prasadam hall. And they could feed thousands and thousands, 10,000 Brahmins at one time sitting down. That's a huge, in the Gada building, you can feed 1,100 people at one time sitting down. So it's 10 times as big. And they were, the Brahmins, every time 10,000 Brahmins were satisfied, there would be conscious blowing. So Duryodhana said that during that whole yagya, there was a constant, uninterrupted blowing of conscious. They were feeding that many and satisfying that many Brahmins with the opulence. So he was so envious. So this Shakuni, he said, well, let's create a dysentery. These five brothers, they're all together and they're all cooperating. Let's create dysentery, and we'll make them. We'll on the basis of Draupadi, we'll create, send our spies, and through Draupadi they'll start fighting with each other. And Karna, he said, no, these Pandavas, they're all righteous, and this strategy will not be effective on them. Rather, we should go and face them on the battlefield and challenge them, and in that way defeat them. And all those with Kshatriya spirit said, yes, jai, jai, jai. We appreciate Karna's point of view. But the others, they said, no, we can never, let us by duplicitous means, let's... And then finally, if you can't create dissidents in their camp, then danda, you have to take a stick and you have to punish them. And in that way, there's all these different ways to bring an enemy under your control. So Hiranyakashipu, he is expecting that Prahlad would explain something like this about how he is learning so many good diplomatic skills. And what did Prahlad say when Hiranyakashipu asked him, what's the best thing you've learned in school? He said very shocking words. Hiranyakashipu was shocked. It was like being stung by the sharp words of the sadhu. So he replied that sadhu manye Shuryavarya Dehinam. First thing, he referred to his father as the Asura Varya, which means the best of the demons. Oh, best of the demoniac kings. He said, Tat Sadhu Manye, in my opinion, the best thing I've heard from my teachers is that Shada Shamud Vigna Dhyam Asat Gurahat. That as soon as, this is a very important lesson we can learn from Sri Prahlad Maharaj, that he says that, in his opinion, the best thing he's learnt from his teachers is that as soon as asat grahat, one accepts temporary things. Grahat means one catches a hold of, one catches a hold of something. Asat, any temporary thing which is not permanent, not spiritual things, any material thing. As soon as one attaches oneself, accepts, embraces, holds on to any temporary thing, sada samudvigna dhyam, he says then, immediately there is shamudvigna. Udvigna means anxiety. Udvigna dhyam, mental anxiety, mental stress. And samudvigna means deep, complete anxiety. And fear, sada, always. So this is Prahlad Maharaj. He says this is the best thing I've learned. You don't read this. They're not teaching this when the materialists are alluring or are advertising all of the asat things that we can accept. They're not saying that now we have the latest, you know, technological equipment, and if you purchase now, press that, just click on this icon, purchase now. But they don't. There's no flashing button saying, "And fill your mind with anxiety." And fill your mind with anxiety. Press here to fill your mind with anxiety. Click here to become full of stress. But this will go on. This is what's called the law of material nature. Prahlad Maharshi could see, and he's saying, "This is the best lesson I've learned. That the more attached you become to temporary things, the more fearful you become." And this is there, the acharyas, Prahlad Maharaj, Mahajan, he's advising, he's explaining, and from our own experience, we have this realization that the more we acquire for ourselves in the material world, then the more anxiety comes along with it. That we're always worried, you know, when someone will crack into our programs and steal, you know, and steal all of our credit card numbers. And we're always wondering when someone will steal the car, you know. And did I lock it? You know, did I lock it properly? We go back and check again. So all of these things actually these are obstacles to our Krishna consciousness, because we meditate on these things. We become absorbed in these material things and protecting our material achievements. Why? It's based on the illusion. I am this material body. I have to get all of these things. I have to build up my empire. I have to acquire so many facilities to fulfill the requirements of my material body. If I don't, I'm in big trouble. This is a great fear. This material world, it's not a place of happiness. It's a place of fear. And the impetus to act in the material world is based upon dealing with the fear factor. I think there's something that they have, you know, fear factor. It's dealing with it, you know, it's trying to overcome the fear factor. What will happen if I don't get a good education? Oh, you know, how will I survive? How will I fulfill all of my desires? It's fear is what is making animated, you know, busy. Fear is what's making us busy in the material world. And as is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, that as long as you're, you know, accepting this material body as yourself and identifying accordingly, manashashtan indriyani, mind and six senses, prakritishtani, one who's situated in this material body, karshati, it's a struggle. It's a constant struggle against these demands. So we can take lessons from Bhagavatam. Kalo nasta drisham esha purana gaudano ditaha. These are the lessons that we get from Srimad Bhagavatam, how we can, the blind paradigms of this Kali Yuga can be destroyed by these words of the Vaishnavas and the Sadhus and the Acharyas in Srimad Bhagavatam. So here it's been explained that this sangshruter bhayat, this fear of material existence, and it's all actually Prabhupada comments that of the all of these aha nidra bhaya maitun, this eating anxiety, sleeping anxiety, maitun, and the bhayat, this one, this hardest one to overcome is the fear, because it is the most deeply rooted, and it is always there. It's always there. It's almost like a, you know, it's always operating. The others, from time to time, you know, we feel hungry. We don't feel hungry all the time. We don't feel tired all the time. And even sex desire, it comes and goes. It's not always there. But always, you know, the fear of having everything taken away is always just under the surface of the conditioned soul. You just look at the animals, the birds, they're out there nibbling away. But, you know, at any moment, you can see that they're immediately fearful. You know, they're always looking. You see them, you know, and then looking, when will the enemies come?
So this is, we're being punished by this constant anxiety. When will everything be taken away from me? Of course, we try and cover it over materialistic life, you know, that no worries, mate. This is the mantra. No worries, mate. She'll be right. But this is tamaguna. This is tamaguna mantra. No worries, mate. Krishna doesn't say that in the Bhagavad Gita about this material. She'll be right, mate. No way. It doesn't say that. It says that anittam ashukam lokam. It's full of worries. It's full of ashukam lok. Dukhalaya. The place where you get misery. Just like the vastralaya, the place where you get cloth. The oshadalaya, the place where you get medicine. The Himalaya, the place where you get the wife of Lord Shiva. So this is Dukhalaya. This is the place where you get miseries. So no worries is the complete antithesis. It's full of worries at every moment. The more you try to reduce those worries by material arrangement, the more entangled and implicated you become in this material existence. So the only solution. We may ask why. Last week in Brisbane, we were discussing. We had some. You know, we put the question on the computer projection. Didn't have much time to prepare anything. They told me about 20 minutes before that, you know, this computer projection facility, and you have to do a bit of a presentation. So we didn't have time to really present it, get anything prepared. So I said, just whack up on the screen. Why do we have to suffer? Why do we have to suffer? No, just put that question up there, and that's what we'll discuss. So it's an interesting discussion, because this question is not being asked. We ask, we may ask, how can I reduce my suffering? And then there are so many answers. Oh, you know, buy this product, come to our college, get this qualification, move into this neighborhood, drive this type of car, wear these types of clothes, you'll be able to reduce all your suffering. But what's the answer to, but why do I have to suffer? Ke ami, kene amaraye jode taputraya. That was the first thing that our acharya today, who were remembering his disappearance, Sanatana Goswami. So by mercy of Sanatana Goswami, his instructions have come to mind. Kene amaraye jode taputraya. Why, he says, kene, why do the threefold miseries come upon me? Iha nahe jani, if I don't know this, kemon hito hoy. What good can I do for myself? If I don't know why I have to suffer, how can anything I do be of any value? It means that, you know, we're trying to solve all of these sufferings one after another, and they're coming, and we're working very hard to reduce them. But answer the question, why does it happen? If you know the answer to that, then you can, you know, without knowing that answer, you can't really solve the problem. Why is it happening? So, of course, in our childhood, we would ask these questions. You know, I remember my father came and said to me, you know, your auntie June has died. And I said, oh, what is that? What is that? But they're unable. Guru Nasashat, Sajjana Nasashat. They're not qualified. They can't answer. Why? Because we're not meant to be here. This is the jail khana. This is the prison house. And everyone who comes here it will have to suffer this. Why? Because we're not meant to be here. That's the answer. It's the shadow reality. Chaya. It looks like the real thing. You know that, yeah, we have love, we have our values, we have all these good qualities, we have, you know, facility, technology, advancement. It looks like the real thing, but it's not the real thing. It's a shadow. It's a perverted reflection of the real thing. And you go to Bangkok, there's so many big, big markets, and they sell Egdom, they sell perfect Sony ripoff from China. And it says on it, Sony. And you've got it comes with the Sony box and the Sony label and everything. And you have to look very, very close, and you can see that actually that's an imitation Sony. And they're much, much cheaper. And so many people buy them. And they're there and they're selling, they're offering, they're saying, look, so many good features. It's got auto reverse, it's got job button, it's got job dial, it's got, you know, find the track, it's got quick search. But, you know, you want all those, it doesn't matter how many good features, it's a imitation. Give me more good features, I don't want it. I want, you know, authentic. I don't want an imitation, it doesn't matter how many good features. This is the material world. It's an imitation. It looks like the real thing. So, if you don't know the cause, kene amara iha nahe janike monhito hoi. This is the imitation world, that this suffering will have to be there, old age will have to be there. Why do we have to grow old? No one's wanting it, no one wants to grow old, everyone is forced to grow old, without exception. Why? What's the reason? No one wants to, you see so many medical industry, huge, you know, it's working on this that everyone is afraid of disease and death. Everyone's paying so much money, insurance, this and that. But why is it happening to everybody? What's the answer? The answer is that and this is, we're not meant to be in this place, it's a shadow existence, and therefore, so we were coming to the point of, so all this suffering, all this misery is there. People say God is, you know, they can't understand it. It's supposed to be all loving. Why is it such a miserable place here? It's such a miserable place because it's a place of rehabilitation, and we have to take lesson from these sufferings. That if it wasn't like that, then we would remain in this material world. So the sensitive person is a jnani. He begins to see, a jnani. He gives up the working, you know, to try to make it in the material world. That's a jnani. Because he knows it's impossible. You will never overcome the stringent laws of suffering in this world. And therefore I won't endeavour to. So that's desirable. Become like that. That's in the beginning. For devotional life, that's also conducive. Because that will help one detach himself from the fruitive endeavours of this material, fruitive work in this material world. So it's a place of prohibition. Now, therefore, that's the reason. That's it. It's simple. You know, all loving gods, you know, why does he cause suffering? They've got no answer for this. And they, you know, they say that, oh, he's got old, you know, he can't find his glasses anymore. You've seen him? He's a big old man on the roof of the Sistine Chapel. He's so old now. He's lost, you know, he's lost his edge, lost the plot. Therefore, things are going. People, they think this. Therefore, things are going wrong. Therefore, we have to take over a little bit now. He delegated some of the responsibilities to modern scientific research. You know, we'll help him out. Or else they think that, you know, it's just a test. They used to say in Christian catechism when I was young, it's a test of faith. It's to test your faith. But it's just, it's weird. That's how he tests us, you know, just by making people without any reason suffer. And it's, you know, he makes all the cripples and all the blind people and all the, you know, he makes them suffer just so the chosen few, you know, can get tested and keep their faith. Or the other is, of course, there's no God. You know, he's just a creation. So this is the, you know, it's due to lack of education. It's due to this is the needs that people don't have education in Gita Upadesh, in the Brahma Vidya, in the Dibba Gyan. They don't have education. So many problems are caused by that lack of education. Therefore, Prabhupada has set up institution to systematically, you read the first purpose of ISKCON, to systematically educate the people of the world in the spiritual sciences, because that will solve these so many problems. So it's a place of rehabilitation, and just like in the jail, those who do rehabilitate, they can get out. You know, that's the whole purpose. You go before the probation board, and they assess. You know, has he become once again a responsible citizen? Can we let him out again? You know, and if he shows the symptoms that he's not, then he doesn't get released. He stays in there. But if he shows symptoms that he's learned his lessons, and now I know what is and isn't mine, You remember that one? It was, I think it was Johnny Cash or someone, you know. Now I know what is and isn't mine. A yellow ribbon, you know. He was in jail, coming back from jail. And he learned his lesson. Now I know what is and isn't mine. You know? So he learned. So he was let out. So similarly, you can get let out of this suffering existence if you rehabilitate. And what is that rehabilitation? Yesterday we were discussing. You have to give up the propensity to enjoy separately from Krishna. You make him the enjoyer, and you serve to please Krishna. That is, as is here being explained, that therefore the sang smriti bhayat, what is the fear? You know, what have we got to lose? Already we've lost everything. You know, nothing is ours. It's all Krishna's. So what have we got to lose? We're not keeping anything for ourselves. So what is the fear? You know, and even if everything is taken away, where is the fear? It's not meant for us. It's already taken away. You know? So, and already, you know, I'm already the loser. You know, I've come to this material world. I'm already the loser. What have you got to lose? So, you know, on the basis of that gyan, that, alright, bad bargain, I'm here now. So whatever I have, just let me please Krishna with it. Let me use that to serve Krishna. Then no more fear. And that is what it means here by abhayam, that one becomes fearless. And even Narayana Parasave, na kuta ashtani vibhyati, swaga apavaga narakeshu. Even if I go to hell, even if I go to heaven, wherever, just let me, you know, continue to work to please Krishna. Nākutāśari bibhiti, there's no fear for a devotee. So it's the actual platform of fearlessness. And in this way, by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, we can become abhay. We can actually conquer over this constant condition of fearfulness from the material world. Hare Krishna, any questions? We'll read the verse once more. Your lotus-like hand, which holds the hand of the goddess of fortune, grants fearlessness for those who approach your lotus feet out of fear of material existence. O lover, please place that wish-fulfilling lotus hand on our heads. It's good to always be having opportunity to introduce Krishna consciousness, present Krishna consciousness in the front line, so to speak, and we may not be experiencing, but we can be reminded of when we're preaching, and we see, you know, you go and meet people, introduce Krishna consciousness to them, and you can once again vicariously you can experience. You know, how, even though it's so frustrating, it's actually, we should feel so compassionate, because they're trying so hard for some peace and for some satisfaction and for some happiness. They're working so hard. Dutabratanam. They've made a firm conviction. And they're becoming more and more dissatisfied, more and more frustrated, more and more unhappy. So we should feel compassion. And you know, desire to bring, to give them relief by helping them come to Krishna consciousness.
There was an article in the paper yesterday. One expert on oil production said that the current output of the oil fields of the world has reached its limit, and they can't keep up with the demand. And he said at the end, the main domino is the production of oil. When that goes, then all the other dominoes fall. So it looks like we could be in for a bit more anxiety in the future. And so it underlines that point that Prabhupada made, we need to have a simple living to avoid the anxiety, because otherwise we've got all this technology that's based on oil-based, we're going to get others. We'll find, you know, major problems.
There's a comment Prabhupada makes about, from his own experience, he says sometimes about this. He says, when I was in the Second World War, there was like overnight, there was induced famine in West Bengal, because the government, you know, usurped all the supplies, and they induced a famine. So he said, however, and people were dying on the streets of Calcutta. And he said, and Prabhupada says, however, from my own experience, those of us who are taking shelter of Govinda, we never had a day of scarcity. And all of those, and my personal experience was there, that all of those who had taken shelter of Govinda, that always there was sufficient, you know, provided for them. So we can rest assured that this is the safest insurance, this is the best insurance policy, to become firmly fixed and become firmly sheltered at the lotus feet of the Lord, and engaged wholeheartedly in His service. That's the most secure position. Shamashutaye pada palava plavam mahapanam punya shomarare. This material world, bhavam buddhi, is an ocean of birth and death. And bhavam buddhi vatsapadam, that ocean of misery and ocean of death, it becomes like the water contained in the hoofprint of a calf. Parampadam, such devotees, they're going to the highest abode. Padam padam yadvi padam natesham, and they're not interested, or they're not actually suffering in this world which has padam padam yadvi padam. At every step it is dangerous, but such devotees, for them, they're actually aloof to this danger. By samashitaye pada palava plavam, taking shelter of Murari, the lotus feet of Murari, whose feet are like a plavam, a boat which can sail one safely, Prabhupada says, a lifeboat. You know, so compare it. You're in the ocean, in the middle of an ocean, big, big waves, and all sorts of dangerous things, and what hope have you got? But the lotus feet of the Lord, they're mahatpudam, they are padapalava plavam, they're like a boat which can deliver you from this ocean of death.
We understand that there is fear in the material world. Is there any fear in the spiritual world? If there is, then how does it act?
For example, Krishna sometimes is afraid. So if Krishna is afraid, so there's fear in the spiritual world. Like, for example, when Mother Yasoda was chasing Krishna with a stick, so he was afraid seeing her coming with a big stick. So he was afraid. So Janmariyashiyataha, that, yeah, this is in the spiritual world, but it is Braja Bihari. In this way he enjoys Bilas. This is the nature of his pleasure, to feel this way and feel this with Yasoda Mata. In this way he reciprocates, and she's thinking that she has to punish her son. So this is in the material world, these things, in absence of Krishna consciousness, you know, we fear because of the bodily consciousness of life, and it causes us so much suffering and entanglement. But the perfection of fear is in relation to Krishna, and in pastimes they do involve. But that type of fear brings us, you know, helps us think of Krishna more. Although, you know, Prabhupada used to start with Avayam. Avayam, in 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it begins, Avayam, this is the first quality. But that means material fear. So we're without material fear. But it's not exactly fear, it's just spiritual, intense spiritual emotion which is related to Krishna and Krishna consciousness. Any other comments on fear in the spiritual world? Another comment or question? Different question. Okay, any other comment on the fear in the spiritual world? No old age in the spiritual world.
Concern of the effect of the demons,
yeah.
Although they don't exist there.
Yeah.
I've heard it said, I don't know if you've heard it, so I think Cain was mentioned before Christ.
Yes, but I think it's in the beginning of the 10th canon, like in the commentaries.
There is concern about the presence of the demons, although they're not there, their presence is felt by their fear of the expectation of life.
Kishan?
Yes, that means there is fear there. There has to be fear in the absolute truth.
Yeah.
But because it's under the influence of yoga, it's not actually, there's no actual danger. There's just a feeling to enhance the pastimes.
And you know, she makes the devotees, she puts them into these, she makes Krishna forget he's the Supreme Lord. He becomes afraid. He's not. Otherwise, it's got to all be there in the perfect platform. Go on.
Even when gopis feel separation from Krishna, like when they cannot find Krishna in the forest or something, they actually feel a little tinge of the fear.
I don't know. We can read. There's so many emotions here. You have repeatedly, previous verse, text number 3. You have repeatedly saved us from all kinds of danger. So yeah. And Krishna is the, he's the, it's nice. Is he? From Jyotila. Yes?
Guruji, I don't understand Krishna, what he means. He's created this whole material world also, and then he's yelling out of Bhagavad Gita and come out of the three modes of nature. He is the creator of three modes of nature, and then he is yelling to people that you rise above them and come back to God. And then when he says that don't be greedy, he's greedy in himself. He wants all the devotees to serve him. And when we speak of anger, he manifests anger also. So, he's envious of the non-devotees or who are not surrendering to him.
Okay, a few questions there. So, we said that the prisoner in jail, he says, if the government didn't build this big high security prison, I wouldn't have to be here suffering. It's all their fault. Krishna, he created these minds. It's all his fault. If he didn't create them, I wouldn't be entangled. Is that correct? Yeah, but answer this question. Is that okay? Is the prisoner right? He's in jail because the government built the prison. That's why he's in jail? Yes or no?
But why is he a prisoner? Because
why is he a prisoner?
Because he has forgetfulness to Krishna.
Because he's a criminal.
Why is he a criminal?
He's got a criminal mentality. He doesn't follow the law. He has to go. He has to be taken away from the rest of the community because he is a danger. So it's his own behavior that's put him in the prison. Similarly, we've come to this material world as our own choice. Now Krishna has given you the choice. You consider all of these teachings in the Bhagavad Gita. Yata ichcha sita kuro. You do what you do. You continue to try to enjoy separately from me, or you follow my instructions and return to me. He's not out here. That's kindness that he came and spoke Bhagavad Gita and gave us opportunity to rectify our suffering. That's because we wanted it. We want to forget him. And without him allowing us to forget him, it wouldn't be possible. We want to forget God. Otherwise, if he's always there, we want to come here to try to imitate him, means we have to get him out of the picture. So he allows us to forget. He facilitates our forgetfulness.
We get bewildered because of the Maya. And Maya also comes from Krishna. So how do we justify these things?
Because we wanted to forget Krishna because of our criminal mentality. We've been placed into the prison house. Now we can't say it's the government's fault for building the prison. Krishna made the Maya, it's his fault that I'm entangled in the Maya. No, you wanted to forget Krishna, and you're voluntarily embracing the material nature. And as a result of that, ata eva maya tadideo shamsha dukkha, Krishna buli, forgetting Krishna, ata Krishna buli se jiva anadir bahirmukha, we become attracted to the material nature, ata eva. Therefore, this is the reason, maya tadideo shamsha dukkha. This is the reason why he's suffering, because he's forgetting Krishna.
It's like a teenager who says to his parents, I didn't ask to be born, you brought me here. Right? It's not my fault, it's your fault. So there's that reluctance to accept the responsibility of one's, to accept the responsibility for one's actions and choices beforehand. Krishna has created the material energy, but you're also, you know, there's a saying, that's true to Dango. You are also the master of your own destiny.
We have to take responsibility. You know, blame everything on God. This is
convenient.
Yes. This is thank you. Convenient, and therefore, because he's such a, you know, we could say, you know, he doesn't follow the rules. You know, he's, you know, so therefore, I make my own rules. I do what I want. And, you know, I don't have to follow him because, you know, he's not a very good guy, you know. So therefore, on the basis of that argument, then we have justified our material life, our material sense enjoyment. It's okay because, after all, he's just a big sense enjoyer.
No, he says that he do not get attached to any relationship, whereas he himself is manifested in every single entity.
But that won't end. We're meant for that. Relationship that Krishna has with the devotees, that's what we're meant for. That's not material, because they don't end. But material relationships Krishna recommends, as we were hearing, the jita sangha dosha, we have to conquer over, because they're temporary. And if you don't voluntarily conquer over them, you'll be forced to give them up, a death. So it's his mercy that he's giving us this advice. But relationships with Krishna in the material world, they are brahma sokyam tvanantam. They have no end. So we should become attached to Krishna in that way. That's what we're meant for. That's what we've given up. And as a result of that, we become attached to these temporary experiences in the material world. But no, we should become attached to Krishna. That's what we're meant for. Yes. It looks like material nature is the cause, Rajaguna Samudva. It's produced by material nature. But that's how that's how material nature deals. She's Durga. She's hard. She's attracting so many things, but then, you know, she's not, at the same time, the results will be there that we become attached, we become bewildered, we become contaminated by that association with material nature. So she deals with us very harshly. Mm-hmm. So, and that is, you know, we have to take, you know, and now we're stuck. So yeah, I can relate to that. That, you know, he made this material nature. It's hard. It's hard business. It's Durga. It's hard to get out. Gur means going. Durga. It's hard to go. It's hard to leave here. Mama Maya Durat Jaya. Yeah, it's hard. It's tough. We agree. And you know, he's made it tough. But it doesn't have to stay like that. Ma maybe yetrapajante, therefore take shelter of me. Maya me tam tarantite, I will deliver you. That is your choice.
He is just playing around. Krishna is just playing around.
He's playing around. He's playing around in his eternal pastimes. Yeah, he's Brajabihari. He's playing there, and you can participate. Well, you can play with Krishna too. And if you don't, then you'll be playing with his harsh material nature. It's your choice. He's inviting you. Come and play with me. I'm playing around. You come and play with me. Jai Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Prabhupada Ki.